Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our 7 p.m. service. Again, happy Valentine's to everyone. Talaga pag Valentine, you smell love in the air. Di ba? Maraming nagmamahalan, no? Pag ngayong Valentine's. Mahal ang gasolina, mahal ang bulaklak, di ba? Mahal ang chocolates. So, sino po ba sa inyo nakatanggap na ng tsokolate at bulaklak? Raise up your hands. Come on. Nakatanggap na. Ayun, meron pa ba yung nakatanggap na? Totoo lang. Okay, sino sa inyo may faith makakatanggap mamaya? May faith. Okay, naniniwala ako. Pagkatapos itong message na ito, makakatanggap na ako. O sa kasawa ko. O sa boyfriend man lang, di ba? Well, anyway, whether you receive a gift, chocolates, or roses, you know what's important is, di ba, we all express the love. Importante po. Di ba? We understand the heart truth, okay? Balikan po natin yung nangyari last Sunday. Okay, we started by really defining what love is. Actually, it's not really defining, but you know, gives us a picture of the meaning of love. And when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians 13, he was referring to the importance of a picture of our demonstration of love. This church was really fantastic. It was a powerful church. Why? Because all the gifts are manifested. Kahit anong sabihin mong gifts, grabe, yung mga tao talaga, nakikita mo yung healing, signs and wonders, wisdom, tongues, interpretation of tongues, think about that. Grabe, nagmo-move si Lord. Word of knowledge, name it, what kind of giftings that the church has there, they have it. They express it fully well. So what happened was, sabi ganun ni Paul, something's wrong with this. You could be in a church where there's lots of giftings manifested, but reality, people are still giving into sexual immorality, adultery. For them, it's okay to move in the gifts, at the same time, tolerate all this immorality stuff, sensuality. They express it because of the goddess of that particular nation, which is goddess of Aphrodite. Their belief is, yes, they believe in Christ, but at the same time, in order for me to know the truth other than Christ, I need to express my love to the priestess of that temple of goddess of Aphrodite, wherein it's okay to do that. Kasi nga, gusto nila yung truth. Kaya nga, dapat, kung truth lang pag-usapan, wala nang iba, si Jesus lang. Hindi na pwedeng naniniwala tayo sa Bible pero nagpupungsoy ka. Hindi pwedeng naniniwala ka sa Bible tapos nag-horoscope ka. Hindi pwedeng naniniwala ka. Isa lang talaga dapat. That's the reason why we have the Bible with us. And so, that church was so powerful, but there's a problem to that. That's why Paul gave us a picture in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 regarding the picture of love. And here's what we said last time. That love is what? Is character that never fades. When we say love is character, all of us needs to grow in this virtue of love. And this belongs to the Galatians chapter 5 as one of the fruit of the Spirit. And maybe today you might not act and really express it fully well regarding the character of love. Guys, listen to this. It's okay. The goal is for us to develop. The goal is for us to grow. If you have a hard time forgiving someone because of a particular sin, well, it's time to grow up. It's time to move in faith and please God and see the importance of this kind of virtue of love in us. Can you say amen to that? We gotta grow. Also, we did say that love is what? Is a covenant that never fails. Kaya nga, lahat tayo, we're encouraged to do this. First, to understand what love is. It's a covenant and it will never fail. Why? Because it's not based on feelings. Hindi porket mahal mo isang tao, I love you. I love you today, tomorrow, pag nagkaroon tayo ng problema, then I will come up with my demands and my conditions. I love you if I love you, but hindi ho ganun, di ba? You know, love covers multitudes of sin. And that is very important. And that's why if it's a covenant, it's not about feelings, then it is about a choice. Kaya nga po, nung nasa Israel kami, yung teacher namin, sinasabi niya, because our context is where Jesus was. When he was teaching about love, the definition of love in Hebrew is love, hava. You don't say love is phileo. You don't say love is agape. You don't categorize love as such because the meaning of love is love. It compasses all. Para sinasabi niya ganun. Kaya yung sinabi ni Jesus dun sa disciple niya, kay Peter, who denied him 3 times. 3 times din tinanong ni Jesus siya, no? Di ba si Peter? Sabi niya, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Then, feed my lambs. Do you love me for the 2nd time? Then, lead my flock. For the 3rd time, do you love me? Na-hurt si Peter. Teka mo nga, Lord, parang bilang. Pero sabi niya, Lord, you know my heart is, I love you. Okay? Then feed my flock. What he was saying is, Jesus was telling, if you really love me, then you got to follow my commands. Then it's not just based on words. It's really about commitment and sticking it out, everything we have for that person. That's why, let me tell you this, you don't just say to a person, I love you. Pag sinabihan mo, I love you yan, single ka, sinabihan mo sa opposite sex na I love you, hindi lang feeling yan, handa ka magpakasal. Kaya kayo estudyante, you don't have the right saying, I love you, because number one, you're still a student, anong papakain mo? It's true. Nagkaroon ako ng recollection. You know, when I was 5 years old, may crush ako doon sa isang kapitbahay namin. Crush ko talaga. Si Marlene pa nga pangalan niya. Ang ganda niya, ang gwapo ko noon eh. Okay. Talagang grabe. Taga sa amin, same street. Tapos lumapit ako. Kinausap ko yung, ano, yung nanay. Sabi ko, ma'am, excuse me. 5 years old, ha? Excuse me, ma'am. Pwede ko bang pakasalan si Marlene? 5 years old ako. Pwede ko ba kasi mahal ko yung anak niyo? Sabi sa akin nung nanay ni Marlene, may papakain ka na ba? Ano po yun? Anong papakain po? Ano ibig sabihin? So, the whole point is sometimes, di ba, we don't know what we're saying, but when we declare the words, I love you, means it's hava. Hello. You're gonna stick to that lady or to that person at all costs. Are you here with me? That's why there is forever in love. Love has no ending. Bakit? It's forever. So that's basically it. And as we start with our second message regarding real marriage, I want to go back again to the book that I mentioned last Sunday, where this guy wrote a book, 100 Men Who Made an Influence in the World. Okay? And he did it by ranking. I mentioned this last Sunday. Sabi niya ganun, the number one person who made a difference, who's the most influential of all, 100 person, he wrote there, 1 to 100, is none other than Muhammad. Second is Isaac Newton. And third is Jesus Christ. Sabi niya yan, to those of you who are hearing me or reading this book as an introduction, he says, you're probably reacting. But I have a reason to say. And sabi niya, please hear me. The reason why I place Jesus Christ as number third only, not number one, maybe later on he'll be number one, but he's number three. He said it's because of this. Those who claim to be Christians, those who claim to be in church, they fail to do what the very thing that Jesus said when he says, love one another. Woo! Jesus is just number three. But we could turn it around and make him number one if we abide to his word and decide to love him with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. That what Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, then I believe people will see the big difference. That the church of Jesus Christ is the true church. Can you say amen? It calls for a challenge for the church today. Right now, we're going to talk about one of the most interesting topics, which is about marriage. Are you ready for this? We're going to read our text today in Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 to 9. Here's what it says in verse 3. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? He answered, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? Everybody say male and female. Verse 5, and said, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate. They said to him, why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away? He said to them, because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. Verse 9, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery. Let's bow our heads right now. Lord Jesus, we say thank you for your teachings, your instruction, for your word. Lord, here we are. No excuses. Just between you, our marriages, as a person, as a husband and wife, as a couple, as single people, we want to open our hearts to you and our lives to you. Lord, we ask that you will open the scriptures with the help of your Holy Spirit, that you may be able to understand your love for the church, and that you sacrifice this kind of love for us to receive love and to receive life. May we, Lord God, demonstrate this love first and foremost in our family, in our loved ones, to our neighbors, to our friends, to the rest of the world, knowing that we are true believers because we love one another. May your will be done, Lord. May your kingdom come. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone would say, amen. You know, it's so important for us to understand every time we open up a scripture, it's to know the background of what we're saying. It's really crucial for us to know what was the story behind where the Pharisees and the teachers of the law all of a sudden showed up and asked Jesus this kind of question. In fact, the whole scenario was Jesus was in his height of popularity. Masyado nang kilala si Lord. Ang dami niya ng followers, ang dami niya ng hinil, ang dami niya ng nagawa. Okay, he taught about the real way, the truth, and the life. He talks about himself, the love of the Father. He talks about what true Christianity is, and he attracted lots of followers. At the same time, knowing that he was so popular, the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, started to get insecure. So na-threaten sila kasi nga, tika muna, kami dapat yung pina-follow ng tao. All of a sudden, baka si Jesus. Para si Jesus na lahat. So ang ginawa nila, they set him up for a trap. Everybody say trap. That's why Jesus was cornered, and the teachers of the law and experts with the disciples and the followers asked this kind of question. The question has something to do with marriage and divorce. You know, I just want to let you know, I just want to warn some of you here. You know, have you ever encountered someone na dahil they don't like our faith, naging Christian tayo, tapos yung mga ways mo dati hindi mo na ginagawa kasi nga, you have a relationship with God, you tend to do everything you can to be right. Why? Because of your relationship with God, and people ask certain questions, and there are things that you cannot express it through your answer. You know, I just want to let you know, it's okay. But whether you like it or not, we will all be in a trap. Even the very thing that we watch, okay, you be careful with the things that we watch. Just want to let you know. The very movies that we watch, we got to be careful. It might be a trap. And I give you an example. 1977, Star Wars. When it was shown, the very first Star Wars, episode 4 kagad yun, tapos yung last one. Alam niyo ba it was a trap for us? What you don't know is this. From all the episodes, Star Wars was promoting about divorce. Di ba alam yun? Oh my goodness. You don't know about that? You know what they were saying? May the force be with you. Okay. Yung iba nakuha. Alam mo, okay kayo. Sorry, kung yung baka ba. Now, this question regarding divorce and marriage from the time of Jesus until today reverberates from generation after generation, but it comes in a different kind of question. And I believe because of the lack of knowledge of maybe our people, and maybe this is a very sensitive issue, we want to address this, okay? Regarding marriage and divorce. People sometimes ask, what's the stand of victory? Sino ba yung baboto ng victory? Okay. Si Duterte ba? Si Miriam ba? Okay. Si Grace po? Kasi nga, the grace of God. Sino ba? Okay. Wala tayong ganon. Basta we will look at what the Word of God says. Okay. In terms of divorce, let's look at the very story. Here's what it says, okay? The Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? In NIV, it says here, is there any way for divorce to happen for any reason at all? First things first, I just want to say, there's no divorce in the Philippines. There are people in Congress today who wants to push this for it to become a law. But again, I just want to say there is no divorce in the Philippines, but the graph of people who are into it, not in divorce, but through annulment, is really rapidly increasing. Almost every year, from 2001 to 2012, it's picking up. What is this graph telling us? People started to think twice regarding relationship. Okay din pala. Kung walang divorce, edi annulment na lang. Okay? titignan po natin, first things first, how Jesus answered it. He was so wise by addressing this. Sabi niya doon sa mga Pharisees. He answered, "Have you not read who created them from the beginning? Made them male and female." First things first, Jesus bring the issue back to history. Sabi ni Jesus, tingnan natin, saan ba nagsimula yan? Isn't it that God created man and woman, male and female? So what he was trying to say, God in the very beginning is our creator, and he created only male and female, not in between. So there's no argument, no quarrel regarding issues of rights. Let's not talk about rights. Let's talk about history. From the very beginning, God created man and woman. There is no in-between. Why is it that today, all these issues of rights and acceptance would really be exposed to us? You know why? Here's why. Because the church have put so much demand that if people have issues regarding identity, we would brand them and say, you're in sin, you're not following what Christ wants, what the church wants, and so we are separated from us. You know what? I have friends belong to that category, and I love them. As I love those immoral people, those religious people. In fact, I have a schoolmate, my former classmate, who had a crush on me. He was working abroad. When he came here, you know, I called for a date. You know what? Yeah, I'll treat you out. And he was, really? You're a pastor? Yeah, of course I'm a pastor, but it has nothing to do with me being a pastor. I want to treat you out. And so, paminsan, ang problema tayo, kung sino pa yung nakakilala sa Panginoon, na parang iniisip natin masyado tayong righteous. I hope we don't brand and make distinctions. Everyone in the eyes of God is the same. Do you get a point? God is the one who is our creator. And he did not just say that he's the creator, but he said in verse 5, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, that two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let that man separate." Secondly, it's important for us that we got to understand God is the initiator. He is what? The originator of marriage. Hindi po galing sa church yon. Galing po kay God yan. He wanted people to experience the best kind of love where we could see it through marriage. Are you here with me? In other words, marriage is God's design. And at the same time, for you single people, if marriage is God's design, then marriage has something to do with God, and He is also a matchmaker. Alam ni the Lord kung sino. Ang problema, ayaw mo yung gusto ni Lord. Ang problema, may preference ka. Di ba? Pero hindi ho ganun yun. Alam na ni Lord na si Jerry pala, mag-aasawa na taga-UST. Nakala niya taga-UP mga papangasawa niya. Ang dami niya hinanap sa UP. Hindi nag-work. Si Miss Cheden, akala niya may isang gwapo talagang darating sa buhay niya, pero mas gwapo talaga yung bibigay ni Lord. Hindi nila alam yon. It's just a matter of time. Of all places, pumunta pang Metro East. Kaya sabi ko, are you sure with that? I'm not willing to give Che away. Well, kasi nga alam na ni Lord. Kaya kayo mga single people, di ba? Pag iniuna mo si Lord, alam ni Lord kung sino bibigay niya sa'yo. Kaya nga, sabi nga ni Pastor Jeff, nag-preach siya noong Friday, kung papasok ka sa relasyon, dapat mas mahal niya si Lord kaysa sa'yo. Dapat lang. Kaya tanongin mo siya, do you love me more than this? Do you love God or do you love me? Dapat talaga, mas mahal ng lalaki si Lord kaysa sa'yo. Kung mas mahal ka niya, may problema tayo dyan. Kaya nga dinidisciple namin kayo. Kaya kailangan mag-grow tayo dito. Hindi po ba? God is a matchmaker. Hallelujah. Not only that, He designed marriage for what? For permanence. No turning back, no surrender. You do not enter marriage for the intention of getting out. It is a sacred union between man and a woman that God designed for permanence of what? Partnership, pleasure, and procreation. Yung iba, hindi naniwala, ha? Kaya nga last year po, pinag-usapan natin about sex. What biblical sex means. God is for sex. He created it. But He created it in the boundaries of marriage. Are you here with me? God wants to see offspring. He wants to be the God of every generation in our family line. Kaya nga save ka ngayon eh. Kaya may future tayong lahat. It doesn't end up there. That's why your decisions could play a big difference in your future. And it has something to do with the person that who you will marry someday. Are you here with me? Now look at the contrast between the Pharisees and Jesus. The Pharisees wants to talk about acceptable reasons for divorce, while Jesus talks about the sanctity of marriage. From the very beginning, it wasn't like this, Jesus said. The Pharisees want to talk about when the marriage can be broken. Parang naniniwala sila, hindi, pag hindi nag-work out yan, kailan ba kayo maghihiwalay? Ano ba? Pero kay Jesus, hindi. He wants to talk about why marriage shouldn't be broken. Rather, asking those kinds of questions, marriage should be a ground for divorce? No. Maybe the question that we need to ask for, especially if there are issues between a husband and wife, is this. Is there a way of forgiveness? Is there a way for us to work it out? Is there a way for us to talk it over and be reconciled and be restored and receive healing? Listen to this. That's why we're here as a church. Just to let you know, there are complicated situations where people are into. Imagine mo na lang, a person, bigla na lang na-save. Putang victory. Na-save ngayon, pero yung past life niya, for 30 years, he's been from one relationship after another, married na pala, nagkaroon ng problema, naanal. How do you deal with that? Would you just say, hey, look, get out? No, there are different reasons and different ways of handling situations who are into different relationships in the past. Are you here with me? Hindi pwedeng imperative, hindi, ito yung sinasabi, nakita mo sinasabi ng Bible. No, that's why we got to listen to the people. But here's the point, we just want to let you know. Let's look at what the Word of God says. We're not here to judge you. We're here to save our marriages. We're here to save the future of your kids. And God's promise is restoration, healing, and reconciliation. Can you say amen? Verse 7. They said to him, why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away? Now, what a question. So, the Pharisees, they know very well the issues of marriage. They know very well that once a person experienced all these problems and issues, then they could file a certificate of divorce so that they can get out of marriage. There are problems with many marriages falls on. And I want to give you some of these for us to really open our eyes. One of the reasons that people get into in marriage problems is number one, communication. When you start not talking to each other, when you start to be familiar to each other. And maybe you're talking, but you're talking in the matter of being rude, being bossy. I'll tell you this, it's not going to help. It's not helping at all. Especially for wives to start being the leader and being bossy. You know, there's such thing as wives, respect your husband. And there is such thing as husbands, love your wives. We got to learn how to communicate. You don't tell me, well, tanggapin niya ako kasi ganito talaga ako, hindi ako nagsasalita. Ha, ganun. Eh, sana hindi ka na nag-I do. Ganun pala. Di ba? And again, why do you need to adjust? Because for the benefit of your marriage. Isn't that what love is? That you're willing to sacrifice? Isn't it that that's the very thing that Jesus did? That He went to the cross sacrificially for us to experience life? And for us to be accepted after all? Communication, second, sex. There's issue about sex. We did talk about this last year. We're not going to go into details, but let me tell you this. people have a hard time relating to each other because of this issue on sex. Third, it's about money. As we say, no money, no honey. Will finances be an issue for marriages, for two people with the sacred union that God intended to be together where it's an issue? Wala palang pera, di wala na. Hiwalay na tayo, wala palang pera. Wala. You know, I just want to let you know, we know a person, a couple in the church who are leaders. One time, they're at the top of their breakthrough financial abundance. And right now, they're having a hard time because both of them lost their business. They don't have a job. So we're there to help them. And I was so encouraged with the guy, with the husband, says, you know what, no matter what, we're in this together. Grabe. Paminsan yung, Pastor, may 250 pesos nga eh. May anak kami, pinagkakasya namin. Just for the day. 200, 250, for the day. Dati hindi kami ganito. Dati talagang, you know, we could go to different restaurants, name it. But yeah, we're stepping out in faith. We're believing God for breakthrough. It's not an issue regarding their marriage life. Number four, time. No more time spent together. Why is that? When kids started to come in, responsibilities, demands of work, promotion, they started to be career women and career men, promotion, they're after that. Guess what? We need this promotion, we need this title, we need to get this amount of money, you know, as a salary. Those are the starting moments that they start to lose the edge, lose that kind of relationship once they had. And sometimes, really, the bottom line is God is not the center of the marriage. Tipong kung anong gusto ng lalaki, eh kasi ako yung lalaki. Paminsan, hindi na sinasabi sa wife. Hindi na kinoconsult yung wife. Men, if your husband's here, I want to talk to you heart to heart. I don't care if you're 40 years old, you're older than me. Here's what the Word of God says. You got to consider the opinion of your wife. You got to consider. Whatever decisions you're going to make, does your wife know? Does she have a say? Part of loving your wife is listening to her. We're after your marriage. Because let me tell you this, your kids know. You cannot fake it. You want them to follow the mistakes that you've done? Or we're raising up a generation of godly leaders? It's not the church's responsibility. It's your responsibility. So don't talk to me about excuses. God called us to be leaders. You stick it out no matter what. You're called to lead and love your wife. Can all the wives say amen? For the wives, kala nyo, let me talk to you. Sa mga wife naman, let me be gentle for a while. Sa mga wife naman. You know, the Bible tells us that, again, there should be respect. And if there's respect, then there's harmony. But again, men needs to be men. You gotta lead. Verse 8, he said to them, because of the hardness of your heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. From the beginning, it was not so. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. The issue is the heart. Hindi yung law. Hindi yung ito yung temptation. Hindi yung, no, it's you. It's been there. You want me to show you? Here's what it is. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, he says, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witnesses, slander. Hindi mo kailangan itempt. Nandiyan na sa atin. Built in na siya. Nagmamanifest lang. Fully, if we're not careful. If Jesus is out of the picture, it's going to manifest. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, heart is deceitful above all things. Above all, it's the heart. Desperately seek who can understand it. From the very beginning, God never intended for our relationships to be broken, especially in marriage. God's desire is He wants to get involved in our married life. Now at present, I want to say very quickly, I want to say this, we don't have divorce. We don't have divorce in the Philippines, but we have this. Number one, we have legal separation. Pag sinabi natin legal separation, yung mag-asawa, they found out during their own relationship as husband and wife, nagkaroon sila ng issue, problema, alright, may malaking differences, they cannot settle it, okay, there are issues that they face so big, so huge, that they went to court, the court decided, okay, there's legal separation, you can't live together, okay, you're separated, but at the same time, you're separated, but you cannot have relationship, boyfriend or girlfriend, or remarry, okay? But a lot of people goes into that kind. Mahiwalay lang sa asawa because of the sinful nature. They started to have relationship. The Bible says that's adultery. Declaration of nullity. Ano yung sabihin ito? Getting married without the consent of parents. And there are other reasons, okay? That's why if you're 18 below, you cannot enter into marriage. There should be a consent of parents. Or else, your marriage is nullified. Nullity of marriage. And then we have annulment. Everybody say annulment. And for us to be annulled in our relationship, the grounds is mental incapacity or psychological incapacity. Just to let you know, for us to understand more about this, go to the legal side of it. No, just for our sake. Okay? And this is not reasons for you to think, ay, ganito kami. Ay, papayal na ako annulment. Hindi ho ganun yun. Alright? A marriage may be annulled for any of the following causes existing at the time of the marriage. Minors married without parental consent. You can find about individuals who may have been unsound mind in the time of marriage. Bigla nila kinasal sila, tapos pagkasal, nung sabi, I do, biglang masiraan, parang, Basilio, Crispin, parang ganon, okay, kasama siya doon. Couples married under deceitful circumstances, such as the failure to inform the other party of the following. Sexual transmitted disease, pregnancy involving another man, criminal conviction, addiction, homosexuality, falls to that. Forced marriage is another one. Set up marriage, if you will. Impotence. When either party was afflicted with serious or incurable sexual transmitted disease. Now, if the court decided you're annulled, then you can remarry. But you know, in the Philippines, it's too expensive. Kaya ang daming under the table deals. Kaya may maririnig na lang natin, even in show business. Hindi lang nagkaroon ng kakaunawaan. Parang it's a ground for them. Kaya nga, the issue is not separation. The issue is not divorce. Maybe there are issues, husband and wives, here in this service today, that you're facing. I just want to let you know, number one, I hope you get rid of this word, hiwalay na tayo. I hope we get rid of that. If you've said that, you repent before the Lord. God is after your reconciliation. Huwag ko kayo magbibitaw ng ganun salita. Hiwalay na, divorce na. Kaya in the States, grabe. Just the repercussion of the kids. You do that, your kids will follow. That's the dangerous thing there. It's important for you to understand whatever you experience in your marriage today. Kaya nga, hindi dito po yung church. We're not here to judge. We're here to help you. Realize and go to the cross of Christ. Christ is willing to restore, bring healing and restoration in our marriages. Can you say amen? That is why real marriage must be seen in the perspective of the one who initiated it. God's promise. Kaya pag nagkakasal kami, you know, sinasabi natin, Jerry, do you take this woman? No, Chad, do you take this man? Okay. We're gathered here in the sight of Almighty God. And in the presence of these witnesses, to join together, Jerry and Che, in the bonds of holy matrimony. We're here to witness the miracle of God's love and the power of the Holy Spirit. Yung palang doon sa statement natin, ang sinasabi natin doon, it's something that God wants to work out. Imagine two different personalities, preferences, background and all that. God can make it a miracle. Yung marriage natin, miracle yun. God wants to make sure that the miracle happens. That's why he needs to be the center of it. Verse 9, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. except for marital unfaithfulness, it means what? Sexual immorality. Matthew 5:27-28, here's the way Jesus said in the New Testament. Sabi ni Jesus, you heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. Tama? But I say to you, everyone who look at a woman with lustful intent has already committed with her in his heart. Si Jesus po nagsabi nito. What are we saying here? You don't need to get into a relationship. Hindi nyo kailangan ng third party. Hindi nyo kailangan ng getting into someone to experience sexual intercourse and say, I committed adultery. No! Sinasabi ng Bible, si Jesus mismo nagsabi, pag tumingin ka daw sa babae with malice, kita ni Lord yan. You can't fool God. God knows the issue of the heart. Pag tumitingin si Lord yung puso, hindi yung ginawa mo. God always judges in terms of the motivation and the condition of our hearts. Are you here with me? But here's what Jesus said in Ephesians chapter 5 as we end. This mystery is profound, marriage. And I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Here's what marriage is. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself. Husbands, okay? And let the wife see that she respects her husband. God wants to restore that. To those of you here who are married, you have issues. I want to say this. Divorce is not an option. Failure is not an option in your marriage. God is so much committed. You have not seen anything yet. How God can restore marriages. It's not yet late. If you are contemplating to be separated somehow, you've done it. And you know what? We're not here to judge you. We want to bring you to the cross. We want you to realize what you've done and at the same time how God can help you. That's why we're here to stand with you. You understand this? Maybe you've come and joined us with such issues in the past regarding all this marital unfaithfulness. Guess what? We want to restore you again. The option is for you to get right with God and bring Him into your situation. Are you here with me? Maybe, I want to say this. Living in is not an option. You cannot stay together and not married, stay together because you agree. No, you can't. To those of you single, I want to say this. You build right. You start building right. You don't give in and give your virginity away. That's where covenant lies. It should only be given to the person who you'll say in front of the people, in front of God, I do, I will marry you and give you my heart and give you my soul. So are you single, young people, students, have a vision of a godly relationship, of a godly family, of a godly marriage. Ang dami pa natin may experience, ang dami pa natin battles, ang dami pa natin trials, ang dami pa testing. As we end this, what are we trying to say? Jesus, our own bridegroom, is in covenant with us. Us, the church, his bride, faithfully works in our marriages so we can be healed, restored, and be whole again. God is the one who can rebuild our marriages. What man cannot do, God can do it because of the power of what Christ did for us on the cross. He loved us sacrificially. When you say love, it involves action. It involves commitment. It involves faithfulness. Maybe in your own family, you've seen patterns. Si ganito, si tatay, si tito, si lolo, yung generation, yung ganito, hanggang ngayon, meron kami ganito sa pamilya namin. Let me tell you this, God wants to deliver you because He has a vision for you, your family, the next generation, to live a godly life. Can you say amen? He's committed to do that. Why? Because we are His bride. And God is committed to us. Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord. Panginoon, marami pong salamat. Maaring Lord, sa amin, sabihin namin, tapos na kami, Lord, sa mga na-experience namin. Pero Lord, hindi pa. Umpisa pa lang to, Lord God, sa mga magandang gagawin mo sa buhay namin. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, because you're a God of hope. And nothing is impossible with you. Lord, I pray that every one of us, starting with our single people, our students who are here today, may they have a vision, Lord, a desire, a dream, Lord, to have a godly marriage. I declare, Lord God, that they have someone that you have already prepared, Lord, that they don't have to look and seek, but you already have someone for them. Lord, may they find that. It's just a matter of time, Lord, that they'll find the right one. Lord, I pray that you guard every single people here, our women, our men, Lord. Guard their identities, guard their desires, Lord, that they can wait, that they can, Lord God, pursue that godly woman, that godly man, Lord, envisioning, Lord God, that their marriage, their family will be godly, Lord, because you want to fulfill, Lord, your purpose in our lives. Lord, I pray for our married people, our couples, Lord God, in this church. It's not an accident that they end up in this church. It's not an accident that they could listen to this message, Lord, because you're God who's fully committed, because you're the one who caused them to be together. You're sovereign enough, Lord God, to do such a miracle. But sometimes in our own thinking, we're giving up. We're frustrated. We're disappointed, Lord. Almost letting go. Lord God, thank you. You're not letting go of us. Lord, I pray that you restore marriages. I pray, Lord God, that you bring back, Lord God, the kind of love they once have, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that, Lord God, they would put you first. They would put you at the center, at the middle of our relationship in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you bless the marriages, Lord God, of our people in the name of Jesus. Because you are the example. Protect us, Lord God, from any temptation. Protect us from any trap of the enemy. May our lives, our calling as men, as leaders, Lord God, be seen in our families the same way with our wives, who's called to be a support leader to us. May they fulfill that in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray from our generation down to the next. May we bring, Lord God, that vision of yours to have a godly, glorious marriage. And so, Father, I speak blessing, Lord, and everyone who's married today. I speak blessing, Lord God, to the next generation, Lord God, that somehow you've convicted them. It's not yet over. You're just starting a great thing, Lord. And so, Father, thank you for the miracle work that you're doing, that truly you are our bridegroom, and that you are committed, faithfully, Father God, working in our marriages, no matter what the situation is. I declare peace. I declare hope. I declare the grace of God. I declare the power of the Holy Spirit working in our relationships. So, Father, I commit every one of these to your hands. We give you glory, Lord, for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. And everyone would say, can we give the Lord a big, big round of applause? Come on now. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.